Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome all of you back to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder, and it looks like somehow Jerry, Wills, and I have gotten our wires crossed some way. I believe he was scheduled for Thursday the 8th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Maybe I didn't say Eastern time. Maybe he just forgot. Maybe he lost the call-in number. It's hard to say. What I'll do is talk just a little bit about the Meyer case and hang around and see if he happens to show up. I might be running a little bit late for whatever reason. Last week, I came across something on page 224 of the Might of Thoughts that is one of those new concepts that I'm still trying to wrap my mind around. It says, therefore, it is necessary to search for the source of the life power and to develop the power in order to have a reliable life potential upon which one can depend, therefore in which one can completely trust. Now, the word life power in the German is Lebenskraft. And I'm the first to admit to you that I have only a vague understanding of what this life power is. You might call it the life force, the living power, the vital energy. Lebenskraft can mean vitality. Sometimes it even refers to animal spirit. And back in Contact Report 39, Patah and Billy were discussing this. And let me read this from Contact Report 39. It says, then the case is indeed clear. There's something else, however, that you should explain for everyone, for the interest of our cause, namely the connections or certain connections with the age of the Earth human being. I already know about these because Spoth informed me when I was a boy. Nevertheless, these things were never written down, so others aren't oriented about them. I'm referring to the fact that the mental forces of every single human being are capable of raising or lowering the life forces of others. Now, this is really interesting because Jerry Wills is actually a healer, and he's also a contactee. So if the Meyer material is saying that our mental forces are capable of raising or lowering the life force of others, then healing or healers, that's a very, very legitimate thing. Let me continue reading here. Because the thinking of a life form through the cooperation of the spirit produces an extremely logical thus creation-related force that is released as a high-frequented vibrations and radiations, a tremendous force thus produced which can influence everything. And again, let me be real honest, this is something I'm just brand new with learning about this. At the earliest times, the human being of the earth was also produced by his indirect ancestors, whose average age was reckoned at about 1,007 years of life, for he trained and was informed by his producers, possessed an enormous level of abilities and knowledge. So in other words, back when we were still under the influence of the Pleiar and we lived over 1,000 years, and this deals with our following the creational natural laws and also using this life force power that we're supposed to develop. And it also says here that the religions of the earth humans has depleted their life force and shortened their lifespans. And the term Lebenskraft is used in the OM, or the Omphal and Murado. It's another one of Billy's books. And this Lebenskraft term says, everything that the human inherits, everything that he brings with him through the billionfold existence of the past, everything that he enjoyed, knew, read, learned, or experienced in this or past life, lies concealed in his unconsciousness. All of the knowledge of the previous lives is stored in the unconscious. And therefore, why, and this is the OM asking the question, why does not he master the technique of concentration? And why does he not order his unconsciousness and make full use of his knowledge and ability? But for this, it is required that he fight his own stupidity and acknowledge that the material intellect constitutes no human if it does not also in the same measure work together with the spiritual intellect. So one of the big fights we have is against our own stupidity. And I think our own wrong thinking sometimes hurts our own life force. Now the Lebenskraft is also used in the Tree of Life symbol, which is the true peace sign, has like branches that move up, which shows lines moving upwards. However, the peace sign we use has the lines that move downwards, which is the turned around tree of life. And that does not let the force of life become effective, but lets the force flow into the ground. In that way, one's counterpart is changed. It's changed into the annihilator of life. So the peace symbol that we use today symbolizes destruction, and it probably affects our subconscious and unconscious. And it even talks about this kind of death is not an evolutionary death. You can have, of course, death is a part of evolution. And we are evolving in the fine matter world during the death cycle as well. So I just thought, since for whatever reason Jerry didn't show, that I would talk a little bit about the Lebenskraft again, because it's definitely something that I'm trying to wrap my mind around. It's another one of the many, many teachings in the Meyer information that are so critical, because it's critical that we master our thoughts and use the power of our thoughts. I'm only going to talk a few more minutes about this, but I'm going to go through this quickly. That if you find yourself drifting into negative thinking, tell yourself, I'm confident, I'm optimistic, I'm cheerful, I'm relaxed, I'm enthusiastic, I'm thankful, I'm in harmony. I persist, I persevere, I endure, I am calm, I'm satisfied, I have hope. Cheerfulness is very important. And if you can hold on to your cheerfulness, it's a difficult thing sometimes to do in the winter where it's dark and where it's cold. And I see I got someone in the chat room, Remington Robinson. But, yeah, my guest didn't show, and I thought I would just quickly talk a little bit about the Meyer material, the Lebenskraft, the concept that we were talking about last show, the life force. And let me talk a little more on optimism, because this is something that was said in Contact 251 that deals with this. I think it's very, very important. It says, each person must first acquire an optimistic attitude solely for himself. And from this will initially result the progress of expansion through which his fellow men will be prompted and will join in. And if people think consciously in this direction, they will make the amazing discovery that all means and all hopes for a true progress exist only when they start everything by themselves. Now let me talk about this a little bit. One of the things I learned when I first started doing the Meyer shows is you can't get anybody to talk about the Meyer case. I mean, every once in a while you'll get lucky and get Michael Horn. Every once in a while you'll get a Figu person. But I quickly learned that I really had to totally depend on myself to get this information out and to learn this material. And it says it right there in 251. It says, all hopes for a true progress exist only when they start everything by themselves. So if you have something related to the Meyer case that you need to do, you'll have to do it by yourself. And then later, much, much later, people will help a bit here and there, but it'll still be, you'll have to keep driving along yourself. The human being must recognize, discover, and experience in detail through his own cognition what his true innermost being is and how it relates to the external personality. Remember, you have a spirit form that, is about 4 billion years old. Excuse me, million. On Earth, I think we're about 4.5 million years old. Generally speaking, some spirit forms on Earth are as old as 8 to 12 million years. That means that you've been living quite a long time. At least your spiritual consciousness has. And you've experienced many things, both positive and negative. And you're still reincarnating, and we still will continue to reincarnate for an incredibly long time, because that's what it takes to evolve your consciousness. I am going to just, I want to reach over and get my my books out of the shelf. I didn't even plan on talking this long. I'm going to play something very short here, where Ask It is talking a little bit. It's one of those horrible artificial voices, but it won't play long. And I want to pick back up in the book The Psyche here. Just a second.
English Ask It 1. Creation is the foundation of life and of being. 2. We fulfill our mission in the strength of creation, which is not only cosmic but universal significance, because creation is life and creation is being. 3. And to fulfill our mission, we have to neutralize the space-time connection barrier between our new universes, so that we can achieve a harmonious passage through without damage to ships and universe.
Billy's second mentor was a woman named Asket. She was living in the Tao universe. The Tao universe is the sister universe to our Dern universe. It was created about 46 trillion years ago. There are many universes. Our universe is one of many, many universes, and it's in the beginning of its evolution. Just like most human beings on the Earth are in the beginning of their evolution, let me read something here that talks about the power of our thinking, because I think that's where our life force comes from, to a degree, from the power of our thinking. This is the power that the human thinking uses as an impetus does not stem from the human being himself or herself. It streams in the spirit and from there into the consciousness, coming out of the unmeasurable expanses of the space of the universe. It stems from the tremendous wealth of spirit of the Ur-life. Ur means, is a prefix, it means most ancient. It stems from the tremendous wealth of the spirit of the Ur-life, of the creation, which is responsible for life in the entire universe. The creation embodies the actual breath of life, which universally gives life to all and everything. However, the Ur-life actually also embodies that secret, which indeed a human being is never able to fathom, the creation itself. The creation, you know, you think of nature, and then you think of this spiritual energy and this super intelligence that has no personality. We have a very hard time imagining a super intelligence that's not a personification. The creation is not a personification. Let me continue. However, it would be false, arrogant, and irresponsible to name this creation God, because the creation is neither God nor anything similar. The word God is only an age-old term from a likewise age-old language of a foreign people, whose existence and language could still not be reliably proven until the year, and then it says 1973/1994. Maybe it was proved in these 2 years. It says here that the 2 years mentioned above are relating to the publication dates of the book, The Psyche. That's odd. Very interesting. Nevertheless, with absolute certainty, it firmly stands even the theology and the other sciences deny it, that the word God from this age-old and foreign language has nothing in the slightest part to do with the creation. The word God from time immemorial had been used as a designation for human beings who, because of their spiritual and consciousness-based powers and their abilities resulting from them, were able to master and accomplish things which remained denied to kings and emperors. Because of their abilities, These human beings were consequently named gods and goddesses, which means nothing other than standing above the emperors and kings, spiritually and in a consciousness-based manner, standing higher in esteem and honor than the princes of the land. So, as it says in the OM, the gods of the earth were human, and they came from the depths of space, and they created religions. And they equated themselves with creation, and they demanded worship. And they were tyrants, and they were brutal. Let me continue here. Standing higher in esteem and honor than the princes of the land and the sovereigns themselves, those named gods were asked for advice by these and by the people alike, and were revered as human beings with tremendous knowledge and spiritual as well as consciousness-based abilities. However, catastrophes, unfortune, war, etc., as well as slow degeneration over the course of the centuries also demanded their tribute from these gods. And I've always thought this was very interesting. Who subsequently, slowly, died out or wandered off and still remain in the memory of a very few human beings. So these very advanced extraterrestrial humans had put such a powerful impression within our subconscious minds. I think that is part of what keeps people holding on to their religions so hard today. Let me continue here. It says, these were to blame that the ones named gods lived on in the lores and legends and finally developed into a single expression named God. So at one time we had gods, plural, with a small g, and slowly that evolved into one God, the name God. A few clever leaders seized upon this, upon the old lores and legends, and from them formed a ruling, creating God being with our supposed laws and prohibitions, and already religion was born. And if you have a God, you very shortly need a devil. Let me read quickly about the devil here. A few clever minds reached into the history of the old Celts, who in ancient times revered a superman. One of those named gods, as a god of the hunt, because he put in place his immense spiritual and consciousness-based powers for the benefit of the people of the hunt. Ancient lores, etc., showed that this god, who had two horn-like growths on his skull, was named Tubal. So there you had it, the devil with the two massive horns. There was a real human like this, a real person, a real being that existed on the earth. So, and that's where we got the idea of God. Of course, we understand that there is a super intelligence called creation. And this creation, this universal consciousness, has created laws I'll only continue maybe for another 5 more minutes or so. We'll do half a show tonight, I guess, 30 minutes. One of these laws of creation is the law of love. Not a romantic love, but a love that deals with a kind of reverence. It's called an effective love. It's a true love. Billy writes about this love in Love Letter 27. He says, "Love is the highest principle in all creation, and through it, everything exists. In absolute logic, every tiny plant and every tiny animal fulfills its purpose in love. Love will forever be the purpose of our existence. And the creation radiates love. The incredible splendor of nature is the visible expression of love. And as a very young boy growing up in Switzerland, Billy would look up at a beautiful starry sky at night and say things like, I saw the light which the stars emitted, but I realized that there was an invisible light called the love of creation. And I saw that the space between the stars was empty and yet not empty. And he heard his own voice say, the young Billy at a very young age, said, since ancient times, I've lived among the stars. And he felt this strange longing for the faraway worlds and distant places. And I like also to quote from the Goblet of Truth that talks. It has a title in this paragraph that just says, what the truth knows to say. And it continues on and says, bushes, trees, stones, rivers, plants, animals, everything that crawls and flies on the earth is a life form with a spirit form. And these spirit forms are on a journey through time, which involve many, many lifetimes. And death is just the passage into the world of pure spirit. Many of these creatures are connected by psychic vibrations, and they are aware of one another. If you go into the forest, you can see the birds move as a unit, turning on a dime, stopping instantly. It's amazing to see. But there is something called the Schwinging Wave, and I believe it's part of what connects all living things. And it's related, I suspect, to the Lebenskraft, which is the life force, which exists in all of us. You see, everything in the universe is one, and it's all bound together. And the creation is the being and the non-being of life. And as Foss said to Billy, the biggest problem with the Earth humans is that they've forgotten what the creation is. There is something called the creation spirit energy, the creational spirit energy, which interweaves throughout the entire universe. And the universal consciousness is laced with this energy, and it's an intelligence of its very own. It's not likened to the intelligence of human beings. This intelligence has the effect and power of bringing forth life forms. And this creation spirit energy enlivens humans, animals, microbes, bacteria, viruses, all life forms, but also rocks, stones, water, sand, and so forth. This creational spirit energy is in all living things. So this is the relationship between the Lebenskraft, the life force and the law of love. They kind of work together in harmony anyway. Sorry, no Jerry Wills tonight. I'll try to track him down and see what happened. Thanks for listening to this very short program. You're listening to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder. Have a great evening.